This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Mike Sedita.
Hello out there. Welcome to episode 149 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Sedita. I am joined today by Raymer Liscano. He is the CEO of Casa Design Furniture. Raymer, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Mike. Thank you for having me here on the podcast.
We appreciate you coming on. We like to just kind of fill people in a little bit about what the Good Neighbor Podcast is and how we got started. Back during 2020, during COVID, when everybody had to be like socially distant, the Good Neighbor Podcast was born as a way for business owners like you to get your message out to consumers and let other business owners kind of hear about what you do, kind of create that network within the community. And since we started about 4 years, the Good Neighbor Podcast is a national brand. We have podcasts in Denver, Atlanta, Virginia, Philadelphia, all over the U.S. I'm the person here in Tampa who gets to talk to folks like you. So with that said, tell us a little bit about Casa Design Furniture.
Well, let me first tell you, Mike, that I'm very happy that I came into the Tampa location. Casa Design Furniture was born in Miami.
Okay.
We opened the second location here in Tampa about six and a half years ago. And I'm super happy and excited of being part of the Tampa family.
So you opened it here 6 years ago. How long had it been in Miami before that?
In Miami I've been in the business of furniture for about 10, 11 years. And okay. The Miami location opened about 8 years ago.
All right. And then what was why Miami? Did you throw darts at a board or how were you picking Miami? Why Tampa, I mean?
I had to start somewhere. So I started in Miami because I was living in Miami at the time. And I'm originally, from Miami. So with that being said, that was my first spot, my home,
Right. And how'd you get here?
I got here because I had a friend who lived in Tampa. And at that point, I wanted to have a business partner because I wasn't planning to move entirely to Tampa to, to run the business. So since I had that friend here, that was why I chose Tampa as my second spot. And I'm glad I did because it's been amazing here.
Better traffic, I would assume.
Yeah.
Miami's the worst, man. It's
Miami's bad. Crazy. It's crazy with traffic. It gets worse by the day.
So it's funny is we come from opposite ends. I lived in Atlanta before I came to Tampa. And when people complain about the traffic in Wesley Chapel, I'm like, yeah, man, if you haven't been to Atlanta, you don't have any chance. There's no talking about it. Miami's just as bad as Atlanta. So tell us a little bit about your story. I mean, were you always into so let me back up. So what is the root of what you guys do? Do you guys have a store and a location with custom made furniture? Do you guys go in and custom design furniture for people? Tell us what the nuts and the bolts of the business is.
Well, Casa Design Furniture, it's pretty broad when it comes to services because we offer, a few of them. Let me just first start that we have two showrooms at this time. We have one in Miami and one in Tampa. And then we do import furniture from China, Italy, Spain, a few parts of the world. And also we do interior designing, which means we visit customers at their home and we, provide that service of helping them put their space together.
So now, where are you located in Tampa? Right. Where's your showroom?
In Tampa, we are in Waters and Armenia.
Okay.
Right in the corner of Waters and Armenia. It's a building right there by itself. There's a whole bunch of lamps that you're going to see in the front. So it's pretty noticeable.
Okay. So I could come in if I wanted to shop for furniture and home decor. You have a showroom laid out. How big of a showroom is it?
The showroom here is 10,000 square feet. So it's pretty big. We have a big selection. And what the difference between us and other furniture store is that we have the merchandise available right away. So they don't have to wait 3 months, a month, like other furniture stores do. They can have it right away with us.
So how do you manage that? I mean, everybody over the past 3 years has complained about supply chain and getting materials and doing all this stuff. What do you guys do? I mean, if you don't want to give away the secret to how you do it, or do you just buy inventory of stuff that you think is going to be popular?
Well, earlier you mentioned COVID, and I want to tell you my story about COVID. COVID helped me realize that having merchandise in stock is very important, which means that I stock my warehouse. When I see something's going low, I bring more before I run out. So having it helped me a lot during COVID and after COVID, because when nobody had anything, I had, and I was selling.
So let me ask you, I mean, there's a risk to that, right? I mean, that's there's a capital expenditure, or you're buying it on credit with a 60 or 90 day term, or however you're doing it, that's your business. But there is a risk to that. If you could get, you know, end up holding on to materials, are you just that good at buying materials that you know what's going to sell?
I mean, everything in life, it's a give and take. I'm not going to lie to you. There's been products that haven't sold as fast, but they're still sell. You know, they're still going to go just lower. It's just, you know, life, it's all about risk. And I've learned that if you don't take it, you're not going to win.
Trust me. You got to have money to make money, right? You got to put your neck out there.
One person told me once, you don't do anything with money in your drawer. If you don't put it to business, it's not going to grow. And that is very true.
Listen, that is a conversation I have with business owners on a daily basis, investing in their business to grow their business. How important that is, and understanding that, I mean, that puts you ahead of the game as an entrepreneur, because there are people that just say, you know, I've got to accumulate and I'm doing okay and I'm keeping kind of my head just above water and I like that. They're afraid to drown, so they don't take a chance in kind of taking it to the next level. So what's your story personally? Like, how do you get into this business? Did you always want to be you're basically a furniture importer, right? That, you know, did you work in some sort of logistics field before? How did you get into this? Was it accident?
Well, yeah, kind of. My story is very funny because I'm actually a registered nurse, so I have my nursing license. My partner, who I met at that time, he had a furniture store, very small, and was always into the furniture, field all his life because of his dad. And after I met him, I was like, okay, let's see how this works. I started finding out how the business worked. It caught my attention. I've always been like a computer person and very savvy about, like, you know, running things in a business and things like that. So I made him grow his business, expand, convince him to go a little bit more, you know, top of the line, you know, to think ahead and think about bigger possibilities. And he did. So after that, we opened the Tampa location. And that's when I came into this field, because he couldn't handle everything himself. So he took care of the Miami and I took care of the Tampa. And we started growing and growing and growing very fast, to be honest. And during COVID, when people were not selling, like I mentioned earlier, we were selling like crazy. It was insane. So that had to be handled by two people. So I left the nursing and then came into the furniture business.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that. COVID, you know, there's obviously downsides of COVID, right? But there's things out of COVID, that whole experience, like, first and foremost, things like Zoom and things like this podcast, being able to have that communication. But it showed people how they could operate in a lean manner, how they could do things. And it was truly a study of things like you're talking about, that, you know, having inventory. People at that point in time, no one could go anywhere. So it was like, well, look, I'm going to stay in my house, you know, so why not fix it up and get some nice furniture and do a new paint job? And so there were certain businesses that were able to really flourish in that environment because, you know, they just grew out of necessity. So how many folks do you have now? I mean, you have a 10,000 square foot showroom. You have staff on the floor, customer service, reception, repair guys.
I have a warehouse manager because we do have a space where we keep merchandise, you know, stock in here, because our main warehouse is in Miami. But we keep a few things here just so that the customers can have it right away. But we have a truck coming from Miami every single week with orders. Okay. I also have, at this moment, I have three salespersons on the floor, aside from myself and another supervisor. So it's a few of us in here in the showroom.
So let me ask you this. I mean, you kind of touched on one of the things, but when people come in the store, what's a myth or a misconception that people get when they come into a furniture store? Do they,
I'm glad that you're mentioning that, because a lot of the customers, when they walk in, the first thing they say is, wow, I finally got to come into the store. Because when I would pass by, I would say, no, I'm not going in there. Everything is too expensive, because the store looks nice from the outside and there's a lot of lamps, a lot of lighting, and a lot of nice furniture, but people think it is expensive. And we're not, you know, we have for all levels, very, you know, from cheap to very expensive, but we don't have anything that's going to be out of someone's budget.
All right, so we're not going to use the term cheap. We're going to say economical.
Economical.
We have some economical. We have all the way to the high end. So that's the biggest thing that you're really telling people. They come in the door and they look at some of the stuff and they're pleasantly surprised to know, hey, I could afford this quality stuff because these guys know how to bring it in the right way.
Aside from the fact that we also offer financing for people with credit and without credit. So even if they don't have credit, they can still apply for one of our financing program and take the furniture right away.
That's cool. So, I mean, that's a big thing too. I mean, depending on the furniture, and you guys do everything, like kitchens, bedrooms, living rooms, the whole works.
Everything. Yep.
So, you know, you look at some of this stuff, even in some of the bigger stores, you know, you want to get a real fancy bedroom set and you're talking $7,000 to $10,000.
That's right.
Not a lot of people are just sitting around with $7,000 and go, hey, I'm just going to go clunk this down. A lot of people like that option of being able to do some sort of financing to get the upgrade that they want without having to shell out the cash.
Yeah, especially because they can pay it over time. So the more time they have, the lower the payments are going to be. And they don't have to take that, you know, that cash out of the pocket and pay it at once.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I see a lot of people do that. So let me ask you this. You're from Miami. You live in Tampa. You know, when you're not in the 10,000 square foot showroom that you guys have and you're working and taking care of your team, what do you like to do for fun to get out and about in Tampa?
Well, after I moved here to Tampa, I started enjoying more my time. Because Miami, since I have all my family, I have all my friends, everybody would keep calling in, you know, having me get busy or coming over my house. You know, I didn't have time to enjoy myself and my own time. So here in Tampa, I've learned to do that. And I go out walking, I go out to the gym, I go ride a bike. So I enjoy myself more and my time.
So what, I mean, you don't got to give your street address, but like, what do you live in the neighborhood near the showroom, or do you live in the suburbs?
No, I live in downtown Tampa.
Downtown. So, I mean, there's a ton of stuff to do down there. I mean, you can walk the Riverwalk and, you know, stop in at American Social for a cocktail and some entertainment
I'm pretty close to that area.
Yeah, nice. I mean, it's always hopping down there for sure. I mean, it's a little young for me at this age, but it's definitely it's a fun time in that area. There's stuff to eat and drink and hang out and have a good time. So that's cool. So you're really taking in the city living in Tampa. It's not quite as extreme as Miami, but it's still Florida living.
Yeah, I love the fact that I can just walk down my building and have, you know, places where to go just by walking and not having to get into my car.
Yeah, that's cool. That's definitely pretty cool. I mean, let me ask you this. One of the questions I love to ask business owners, because it does two things. For consumers listening to this that might say, hey, look, I want to get to know this business owner a little bit better. And then for other business owners, might kind of use it as an example. Has there been a time in your life where you've experienced a challenge or a hardship where you're like, man, I don't know if I'm going to make it through that? I mean, it could be going to nursing school and seeing somebody throw up or go to the bathroom all over themselves. And you were like, hey, maybe I don't want to be a nurse anymore. Or, you know, something personally or professionally that you were able to come through at the other side and now be in the position you're in.
Well, I guess one of my biggest challenges was switching from the nursing field to the furniture.
It's a tough one.
It's completely different. Back then in those days, I used to hate customer service. I was always afraid. I didn't want to sell. You know, it was not my thing. So that was a challenge in my life where I had to adapt and learn, because I did learn a lot. And but I'm glad I did, because there's nothing like having your own business and doing what you really like. And trust me, this interior design thing that I studied after and now I'm doing, I love it. It's a passion that I have.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about that for a second. Let's take a sidestep here. The interior design component to what you guys do at Casa Design Furniture, is it still under Casa Design? Is it part of the same umbrella, or is it an offshoot entity that you guys started to focus on that?
No, it's the same. We do everything under Casa Design Furniture. It's a service that we provide as a store. That can be financed as well. So our services as interior designers can be financed as well through Casa Design Furniture. So it's all the same company. And, you know, it's everything in-house. We do it all here.
All right. So someone comes in and they're walking around the showroom and they're looking at stuff and they're that indecisive tire kicker person. And they're like, I just don't know. Is this when you put the customer service skills to work and you say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Furniture Buyer, how can I help you? And they say, hey, we have our house. We want to go for a new look. We don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And then you step in and say, well, great. We actually offer design services. I can come out to your house and look at your space and then you do it from there. Is that kind of the process?
That's kind of like the process. Yeah. And also people that come in and say, oh, I don't know if this is going to fit in my house, or I don't know if this is going to look good. I don't know if, you know, like this wall art, it's going to be perfect for my wall. Those kind of like, you know, clues would let us into know that the person needs help at home.
Yeah. So let me ask you this from the interior design side of it. I mean, you're obviously fitting the homeowner's vibe, like what they're looking for. But are you doing stuff like going to art exhibits or art studios and checking out different crazy types of art? Are you doing any of that stuff?
Well, Mike, for that, we try as interior designers to work with whatever merchandise we have. Because okay. We not only have furniture, we also have decorations, we have mattresses, we have a whole bunch of, you know, things that we can use here, items. Now, when the person wants something different or that, you know, something that we can't provide, we definitely go out and go shopping to other places.
Because I got a buddy. I mean, like, so I'm not a big art, crazy art person. I mean, I like stuff that I like. Like, sometimes it's kind of weird and a little bit out there. But I have a buddy that runs a studio in Ybor. It's at like 1920 East 7th Street. And it's a studio. It's multiple different artists, and it's all unique, and it's crazy stuff. So, like, that's kind of thing I would think as an interior designer, that's worth checking out and going and seeing, like, man, what kind of crazy stuff is out there for lunatics like me that might want to redesign their place and have all sorts of crazy off-the-wall stuff?
Well, I'm very creative. So for every design, I try to do something unique for that person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell you my last story. I did the interior designing for a car collector. He collects cars. So, but his passion is like tobacco and wine. So I decided to get a wall art, which was like a wine bottle and some tobacco. But I bought a piece of wood and I painted it. So I put the wall art on top of that. So it kind of like looks 3D. And nobody else is going to have that piece because that's unique. It was made just
for
him.
Dude, you're going to dig this place. You and I are going to go. We're going to make arrangements to hang out on a Friday night and go over to my buddy's place and you check it out. I mean, the artists he has there, nice. If you're an artist, you will dig going there. You're probably going to say, hey, look, I need some space in this studio to creatively do some stuff. It's why, because I see, for me, it's one of those things like, my background is like finance and marketing and all that stuff. So I have a bit of an eclectic background, but stuff like art that I cannot do. Like if you said, hey, draw a picture like of my dog, it would be like a round face with like pointy ear. Like I just can't do it. So when I see people with that artistic ability to see something when there's nothing there, that like floors me. And my buddy is phenomenal. His stuff's incredible. And he's got all this crazy, funky stuff. So we are definitely making arrangements to hang out and go do that. I think you would dig it. It's right down there. It's, you know, in Ybor, but it's kind of not far from Channel Side where we could make, you know, a night of it. You know, one of the things, like, if I asked you, if I'm in the market for furniture, what would be one of the things that you would say is the differentiator that separates you guys from going to one of the big box chain places that everybody sees all over the place?
Well, to be honest with you, Mike, the one thing that makes us different from all other stores out there is that we take the customer very personal. So we have a personalized customer service. We like to get to know the customer so we know which product to offer. And we hold their hand from the beginning of the sale until the delivery at home. So we're very close to when it comes to customer service. And I think that's what makes this difference, because when you go to bigger stores, it's very like cold, very like, you know, like kind of like robotic, the service they get.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say the name of the store, but there is a store that basically puts arrows on the floor and herds you through the store, and you just kind of do your own shopping. You're your own furniture person, right? So this is the opposite of that, which is what we're talking about. So if someone is right now listening to this and they're in the market to actually redesign their living space, or just needs a new couch, a new recliner, or a new bedroom set, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you? Website, phone number, what's the best way that you would give out?
Well, the best way will be here in person, because they can, you know, get a more personalized customer service. We're in 2508 West Waters Avenue in Tampa, Florida. But they can also go on Instagram, which is casadesign.furniture, or Casa Design Furniture on Facebook. Those will be the best ways to get to us and to get to our services. I would like to invite everybody to come in, because like we mentioned earlier, we have for all budgets and for all kind of homes. So we don't have just one type of furniture. We have all types of furniture, modern, contemporary, all you can think of, we have.
And if someone has a question, they want to give you a call, what's the best phone number for them to get a hold of you guys?
The store number is 813-488-9442. I was thinking of the Miami.
You almost gave out Miami number. You said the business to Miami, 305. Don't give out the 305. So folks, if you're listening to this and you are looking for a little bit more personal attention in your home furnishing, you know, changeover, and you don't want to go to the big store, you don't want to walk through like cattle and follow the arrows from room to room, and you want to be treated like a member of the family, you need to go to Casa Design Furniture. Ask for Raymer. He will help you. You can reach them on Instagram at CasaDesign.com, Casa Furniture on Facebook. Go to their website. Contact them here in Tampa, 2508 West Waters Avenue. And the phone number is 813-488-9442. Raymer Lizcano, thank you so much for being a good neighbor. Thank you so much for being on the Good Neighbor Podcast, man. You have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. You too.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Passcode. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppassco.com. That's gnppassco.com, or call 813-922-3610.